Blog Talk Radio.
Within me shall bless and praise his holy name. Good evening, good evening, good evening out there in radio land, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Your host, Glo B. Pope, is in the house. How's everybody doing? Oh, bless it, bless it, bless it. This is another wonderful Sunday evening. Beautiful sunshine here in the ATL. I'm telling you, it has been a gorgeous day. And not only that, today is Mother's Day. And I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, all of the mothers that have been a mother, that is still a mother. I tell you, God is a good God. Oh, we would like to welcome our minister, Lois Candy Vernon, in on the air right now with me. Holy, holy, holy. What's going Amen. On, Minister? Oh, my goodness.
Good evening out in video land. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day. That's a good day, a good day. When you're a mother and you can say, and you look back at your children and say, that's a part of me right there. Oh, hey, regardless if it's good, if they good or if they bad, they still yours. And you still feel good about it. I don't care what you say. A mother loves that child regardless of how things may have turned out, but you never know if they're godly children. I tell you, they're going to come back and they're going to show up and show out just like you've been praying for them, just like you've been saying they will, just like God has predestined them to be. It shall be so. It shall be so. Oh, but we want to say, our mother, I would like to say, I love my mother. She's gone home to be with the Lord, but I will always love her. I will always, she's in my heart, she's in my mind, she's in my soul. She's still a part of me, and I loved her then just as much as I love her now. And to all the mothers out there today, I want to play a little something, something for you. You know everybody been playing it, but I'm going to be number one. All right.
I'm
man, was we crazy?
Yeah, man, give me that Delta fellas, little Sonny.
They're drinking that wine, remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were tired of it, man.
Oh, better, better day. Lord, have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? In batteries?
We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen.
And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what corner was you coming to me?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bam!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
he was all right.
Pop was, a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to drink. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I remember your mom cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
Mr. Green.
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
Bring back some good feelings and old times when your mom, when you used to be young and your mom used to tell you to do this and do that and you didn't want to listen. And then you turn around and grow up and you see everything that mama was trying to tell you came to pass. Oh, boy, mama. Oh, my goodness. You never, ever forget. You never, ever forget. Oh, this is one of the days that I sometimes dread because I know my mom's not here, but I know she's in a better place. She's with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because she was a Christian and she was a believer. And one thing I can say that she taught me that without Jesus, I wouldn't make it. And so that has been instilled in me for a very, very, up until now, a long time. So all of you children out there that are not on good terms with your mama, you're like the song say, you only get one mama. It's people that can say that they're your mama, or they can do some of the things that mama would have done if she's not there. But it's nothing like your biological mama, the one that brought you into this world. And I tell you, it's a touching time for me at this time. But I tell you, I want to say to all the mothers again, Happy Mother's Day. One thing I can say about a mother protects her children.
Yes.
And she only also protects her whole family. When it's a good, godly mother, a woman that cares and has love in her heart for mankind. I remember my mom... They used to say my mom was something else, but I tell you one thing: when it came to her children, you better come correct, because you know we had the kind of mothers back in the day that if you did something wrong and it got back home to your mama, you done had about five or six whoopings all the way up till you got home, because by the time you got home, whoever heard it along the way gave you a whooping while you was on your way home, and by the time you got home and got to your mama, she whooped you again. Y'all remember those days?
Amen. Remember those days.
Oh, yes, yes. You get whooped by 4 or 5 whoopings for the same thing. Anyway, well, I think I got it. Now, you got, everybody ain't got to whoop me about this, you know, but I'm telling you, that's when people cared about one another. That's when people would share, you know.
Yes, it took a community to raise a child.
Right, right, right. But nowadays, they don't care. They don't care. They running, they locking their doors. Oh, the fear is, and that's the trick of the enemy, because he's, you know, he puts that fear out there in man, you know, and they seem like they're eating it up more than they having faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that say that he will protect you and he will cover you in his pavilion and all of these different things. It's like they hear it, but they don't hear it. You have to know that God is your fortress and your refuge in everything. If your mother's not there, he's a mother. If your father's not there, he's your father.
Right.
I tell you, you always don't. You're not missing it. You're not going to miss it if you stay hooked up and tied up to Jesus, I tell you. But one thing, I'm going to get back to being a mother. Moms protect. Moms protect their children and their family, their husbands, good mothers. A mother's cares for her family. It kind of exemplifies that of God's love to care for his children. That's that agape love, y'all. Y'all know what that agape love is. Agape love focuses on the protective care and the sacrificial that God demonstrates. This supremely in and through his own son, Jesus Christ, he did this. God continues to express his unique love for us.
Yeah.
He does this every day when the sun shines, when it rains. He does it every day. It's natural to him. He protects our pathway and our affairs. His sacrificial love pours out his own resources on our behalf. The scripture shows us various godly women who sacrificed for and protected their families. And let me just name a few in the Bible. I'll tell y'all, these are mothers that protected their families. Or they had to stand up on behalf of their children. Let me get Moses' mother. Moses' mother released him to God. She released him to God, keeping through a simple basket in the Nile. She abandoned him. She abandoned all hope of ever seeing him again because she was protecting him. And he knew he was destined for something else. Abraham's wife, Sarah, perceived the awkward situation of her own doing between Isaac and Ishmael. Her husband heard her advice as a word of God and sent Ishmael and his mother away. She had to protect her family. She knew that was not right, and they would have to go. And that was a way of her protection. Solomon used the quality of a mother's love and willingness to sacrifice personal right to discern the true mother from the imposter. Do y'all remember that story? When the both of them said that was one said it was her baby, and the other one, but both of them had babies, but one was dead when they woke up because one had rolled over on her son. Well, she took the other one and said that was hers. And Solomon had to make a decision right there. But that mother gave up all of her rights just to make sure that that child had a mother. Mary, the mother of our Lord, confessed her concern for Jesus' welfare right up to the hour of his crucifixion. So a mother will protect her children and her family immediately without even thinking about it, not one time, because it's just a natural thing to going to do and do the right thing for her child. I want y'all to remember that as y'all begin to listen to this song called A Mother's Love by Carlton Roberts.
My God.
Thank you for a mother's love.
Listen. Oh, yes. Many perfect gifts has God given. Many blessings have we known. his very greater earthly gift than a mother's love bestows. Love that shares my sorrow, love that soothes my thank you for a mother's love. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though you only had a little, yeah, somehow you managed to give a lot.
my mom, because it was so strong and powerful. I tell you, I felt so good when I left church because I was a little under the weather, but I tell you, if I didn't feel good when I left about it, that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to feel that thing. Oh, and I thank God for his love. I thank God for that agape love that only him and a mother can give. Now, I'm telling you, this kind of love right here, can't nobody give it like Jesus and your mother. I tell you, them two. Well, Father could do a little something. What you say, Minister D? Minister D in the house, y'all.
All I can say is, can't nobody do me like Jesus. That's all I'm saying. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. I don't need to say all I'm saying is, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Not because
why you can't sing? Why you can't sing?
I don't want to do it to y'all today. I don't want to do it to y'all today.
No, we
want
you to do it to us. Can't
do
it to
nobody. Do me like Jesus.
Can't, no.
That's all that one line right there. That's all I need.
Do me like Jesus. Can't, no. It's just a pep call. Go on over. Sing the song, boy. Nobody. You going to sing the song. What you going to do?
Nobody do me like
I'm
Jesus.
I'm in the house today. Sing the song. Sing the song.
Hey,
you already been late. Yeah, we kind of been waiting on you to come in, be in the house. You come and can't even sing a song. What's going on?
Well, but you know, look, I got to say, Happy Mama's Day. Happy Mama's Day.
Well, I just want to say thank you for that because you know, that I don't have no children. But you better be glad. I need to be your mama. That's what I need to do. I'm a don't you want to come over? Let me just talk to you for a little while. You know, I get tired always fussing with you because you're head hard. I'm trying to teach you a little something, and you're still trying to mess up my road to evangelism. But I tell you right now, I want to just talk to you for a little while. Is that going to be all right? Praise
to God. Since it's Mother's Day, in the spirit of Mother's Day, I do it today. Just today. Now, don't expect the same thing tomorrow. Just today.
But see, I got to get you off to myself. I got to talk to you one-on-one because you don't want me to put your business on the air. That's why I'm trying to talk to you. Now, if you want me to step on out and pull on out, then I can do that.
Now, see, you know, you Sister Peppercorn, I'm still trying to pray for you.
Keep in mind, and funny, that I'm trying to upgrade to evangelist. I can't stay out here just being evangelist Peppercorn. Now, I'm working on this E, and ain't nothing going to stop me from getting my E. But see, if I talk to you and you go back with a good report, see, that might be a little something add on to my resume. If you understand what I'm saying.
Well, Sister Peppercorn, once again, we yet praying for you.
You do that. And while we waiting, I'm yet praying for you too. So we're going to do a little something. I can't forget my mama on today because she looked up so much for me. And she's allowed herself to be placed in positions where that I can have the upgrade. See, now that's why I have become here to preach the word of God through evangelism, go from place to place and the territory to territory. God has expanded my territories, and I just can't forget what God has done for me and my mother. So I want to be able, Sister Globe is going to let me play this song, and I want you all to think on that. Can you ever forget what your mama have done for you? Think about that. Here we go with John P.T. I can't forget, and I won't forget.
Play the song. Play the song. Play the song.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Oh, I can't forget it. John P. Key. Oh, Lord, Sister Vandalus, Pepper Corn. That was a good one. I can't forget what you done for me. Can't forget what you did for me, Mama. Can't forget what you're doing for me. Lord Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Minister D, I heard you in the house. What's going on?
Man, nothing much, that much. I got to give it to Sister Peppercorn. She was on the money with that one. That was the jam right there.
Yeah, I can't forget it. Yes, I can't forget it. Oh, you got something for me. What you got for me, Mr. D?
Look, we're going to go to a break. I got a good one for you today. This one is very inspiring. I got a good one for you today. All I can say is, won't he do it?
Yeah, that's what they all say. Anyway, there is no greater love than the love of a mother, a godly mother. The godly mother expresses her commitment to God by dedicating her own children to him and his plans for their lives. And she uses all her grace gifts then to train and prepare them to honor God in their lives. As women of faith approached Jesus of Nazareth and he honored their request, so faithful wives and others through intercession have influence with God in the lives of their husbands and children. Lord, I tell y'all, a mother love sets a child up to be great in this land. And I tell you, and I'm telling you, it has been proven over and over and over and over again. There is nothing like it. I'm telling you, when you got people on your side that love you from the core of their heart, you can do some things. You just feel like you can just conquer the world, do all kinds and all sorts of good and wonderful things. And I tell you, mothers out there, love your children, love your husbands, love your families. Stop always arguing and being dysfunctional. They got so many, what them things that got on television now called, what they call them, ministers? Reality shows. I got to help something out. Goodness. Yeah, reality shows showing all their dysfunctions to the land. They get on there, if they ain't arguing, they fighting. If they ain't fighting, it's always some confusion, always some drama, always some issues, always some backbiting, always some gossiping. Oh, my goodness. And it's getting worse. The enemy is having a field day with these reality shows. Now we have a new reality show coming on that's called Untie the Knot, Celebrating Your Divorce. Oh, my goodness. That's just, I closed the book off that one.
That ain't nothing but the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't nothing but the devil.
That's what it is. That's what
Untie
it is.
Untie the knot.
Untie the knot. Not tie the knot. Untie it.
My
Let's
God.
Let's get a divorce. Let's celebrate. We're going to have a party. Everybody just come together. Let's just get divorces and just be free.
My God. Are you kidding?
No, we're not kidding. We're not kidding. So we got to pray. We got to stay in prayer. I mean, God going to look after his own. But I tell y'all, we got to make sure that we are his own. Because when he get the divide, the tearing them tares from the wheat from the tares, it's going to be on.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't want to be nowhere. I don't want to be nowhere in the weed aisle. You see what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen. There's no greater love. No greater
amen.
Love like a husband and love. Dennis, independent gospel, our recording artist and producer, Dennis Martin, one of the Pace Sisters' own, is going to sing No Greater Love right here on Glorious Gospel Live.
I don't know why you love me so. You gave me chance after chance, and yes, I did blow. Then
of a true friend. You never slip a lip, even when I'm not at my best. Now you prove to be more faithful than the rest. Ooh.
There's no greater love than the ones from you.
Backstroke, it was the pearl, it was all of them dancing.
My mama loved music. And then when she got to know the Lord, oh, my goodness, she loved gospel music. One song she loved, and I didn't have it today. You know I was supposed to have that song today?
All right.
Shirley Caesar, God got it all in control. Y'all remember that song?
Got it all
in control. Y'all remember that? Now, Minister Lowe.
Yes,
tell
ma'am.
Tell me about your mama. I mean, tell the people something about your mama today.
Well, you just took me back just then when you were talking about, did your mama ever tell you to get up and dance? Oh, my Lord. And she had one song, knock on wood. She played that song,
knock on wood.
I had to dance to the song. Then I had to hear it all night long. We couldn't even sleep. She knocking on wood.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
telling you. I remember that. You remember that, Mr. D?
Uh-huh.
We like all kind of music. So y'all might hear us talk about something. Even my pastor said today, he said, now y'all might not want to get in his car, he said, because he listened to all kind of music. He said, back in his time, all that kind of music was about love. And that's the kind of music he listened to. And he went to sing in this, I forgot the song he was singing today. Oh, it was an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. See, I'm telling y'all, the music back then was always about love and hooking up and loving on one another and, you know, if you was wrong, making it right, you know. It wasn't like none of this stuff that's out here today. So you know mama going to go back on you.
Well, you're ushering in a whole nother spirit now. Hold on.
No, I ain't ushering in no spirit. This spirit was here already. See, that's what I told you the title was going to be. Mama liked music too. Yeah, I thought I was going to say a little something about mama. But my mama loved music. Now, y'all try to act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. When y'all know y'all still playing them oldest but goodest, them OJs and them Isaac and Brothers, and y'all done went all the way back down through time to the Moments and the Delphonics and the True Intruders. Y'all act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
I don't listen to that stuff.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's the main one.
That ain't never.
You don't
but
listen to it.
Satan. It ain't
that's
never
who?
Satan. Satan.
Yeah, right. I tell you what. It's according to what you, what did you do back when those songs was coming out? What did you do? See,
I don't know. I wasn't born. I wasn't here then. I don't know.
Excuse you? Oh, so what you trying to say? I'm old?
You said it, not me.
This is what I'm talking about, y'all. Y'all got people out here calling people old because they like the oldest, the goodies. You got people calling people big because they got a little weight on them. They got people, God, what is going on? You eat a Twinkie, they go talk about you at the church? What's going on?
Say you left
I'm
the church.
All kind of stuff
with you. Say you ever been judged over a Twinkie?
I've been judged over Twinkie.
That's
so
that'll preach.
I would be judged over some oldest but goodest music. What is she listening to? Oh my God! I thought she was a Christian.
She don't know the Lord.
She don't know it.
She don't.
Well, let me let y'all know something, and I'm gonna let the Canton Spiritual sing it right before Sister Lolo comes on. God love us too; He love us too, just as good and sweet as we are. Loving on Jesus, loving on the music, loving on love. I need love on love.
We was down in Goldsboro, North Carolina. A young lady came to our bus. There was so many people there till a lot of people couldn't even get in. We was almost to go to the stage. She said, Harvey, can I talk to you a minute? I said, yeah. Tears were in her eyes. She said, Harvey, my husband My husband divorced me because I was 75 pounds overweight. She said, Harvey. She said, I took Slim Fast. I took diet pills. She said, I got on the treadmill. She said, I got one on credit and I scuffled to pay for it. I just couldn't lose. By the time folks could get through talking to me, they called us on the stage. I didn't even get a chance to know her name. But young lady, wherever you are, don't nobody know about this but me and you. But wherever you are, wherever you are, this song is for you. No matter how large, no matter how small, no matter how short, no matter how tall,
if you know he loves you.
Now, that's why we're going to be ready to bring in our minister, Lois Candy Vernon, with Inspiration Corner right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Go ahead, minister. Take it on.
All right. Good evening. Good evening to everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. I'm going to go straight into it. I heard Mama say, Proverbs 31:10 said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Today is Mother's Day, and this beautiful day is set aside to show our mothers just how much they are appreciated. A good mother shows compassion. Her character is displayed in everything she does. She counsels her children and punishes when needed. She prays constantly and consistently for her family. But Mama has learned to lean on Jesus. Many times she had to look back and wonder how she made it over. And when things got too hard, I would hear Mama in the other room as she would start out with an old hymn. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. I distinctly remember hearing Mama say, I'm thinking on his goodness and the mercy and favor right now. If even when he keeps me when I'm down and I don't know which way to turn, she would cry, oh, Lord, you are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. When I'm down, I can call on the Lord late in the midnight hour, early in the morning. My voice shall thy hear in the morning. Will I direct my prayer unto thee and will lift up my hands unto the hills from which cometh thy help. No matter what I'm going through, I will trust in the Lord. For your mercies are new every morning, not because of my doings, but it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I can hear Mama say now how I got over. Darkness is gone and the light now shineth on me. I got a brand new walk, a brand new talk. I've now the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I can hear my mother right now crying out, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm a child of the King. Mama says when I didn't know where my next dime of a meal was coming from, I realized that my Father in heaven is rich and I'm an heir of the throne. Whatsoever I ask of the Father, that will he give unto me. I heard Mama say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. I heard Mama say when I was sick, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord healed me in the midst of my storm. He's my Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. No matter what, I've kept my faith in the Lord. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures in abundance, no more lack, nothing missing, nothing broken. He leadeth me beside the still water. Yeah. I got peace in the midst of the storm. He restored my soul, leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for thou art with me. For God has not given us a spirit of but a power and of love and a sound mind. Thou rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I know I'm protected. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My enemies will see I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. Thou anointed my head with oil. I'm so blessed. Wow. My cup runneth over. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Oh,
and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like the Lord. I heard Mama say, I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seedbed and bread. I've heard another mother say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. When I was in need, my Father knows the things I have need of before I ask him. Those that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. The earth is the fullness of the Lord's. Everything in it belongs to God. Ain't not too hot for God. When I needed healing, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He himself took our
infirmities and bore our sickness. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I'm the Lord who heals you, who forgives you all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. When you need help, remember what mama said, and everything is glory be to God.
Oh, bless the Lord. Everything. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Everything. Did you hear what she said, people? Y'all give her a hand clap. Oh, we just want to thank God. We out of here. We love you. Thank you so much, Minister Lois, for that beautiful, beautiful session on Mama. Y'all have a blessed Mother's Day. Continue it on out. Minister D, thank you for being in the house. We love y'all.
Love you. Happy Mother's Day.